She chatted this week with Sean. Chinwag Time on Thursday was with Kim Waugh, and she's sparing us a few minutes this morning as well. Morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie.
G'day, Kim.
Did you get nice through run. The Chinwag okay?
Yeah, it was a long chat.
It's a mini
always
series.
A long one with Sean. Yeah, it is. Goes 30 minutes is meant to. I say, Sean, come on. Yeah, but I heard a little bit of it. The donkey got a good mention.
Oh yeah, he loves the donkey. He's always texting me about him and had a little conversation about Bully, what he's been up to.
Yeah, is good stuff.
Is the gelding operation work with him? He's like, now that he's gelded, is he behaving himself much better or?
Oh, he's much better. Yeah, he's okay. Still very cheeky, but he's not actually, he's not taking pieces out of us anymore.
Okay, good. I'm happy to hear that.
Mark's doing that now, though.
Yeah.
Three nice runners today, Kim. I'm interested in our century. I think he's beautifully placed here. I know he's first up 1900, but he's looked pretty sharp in those trials.
Yeah, I've been really happy with his two trials and the way he's working, and just couldn't be happy with the way he's eating. Just can't fill him up at the moment, and I love it when he's like that. We had a lot of trouble with him with that virus that really knocked him around, and we had to... I actually tipped him out, brought him back, and tipped him back out again.
Just to keep your eye on him.
So he just wasn't right. And, since he's been back in this prep, he's bouncing and he's eating fantastic. So that's when you know he's back on track.
Okay. You got Oxford Poet in race five. He's 1,100 to 14, but I wouldn't think that'd pose him too many problems. He'd get into more of a rhythm at this distance.
Yeah, the 1,400 is more his go. I mean, he's got so much natural pace and he led them the other day, and then he sort of had those two sort of taking him on, and they went, really hot pace the whole way. So I still thought he went really well considering. But 1,400, he's nice and fit. And like I said, he gets in that nice rhythm and just does his own thing. I think he'll most probably lead. Doesn't have to, but if he lands there, we're happy to let him do his own thing out in front.
How good is this mare in the last news, fan? Her record speaks for itself. And, wow, she was very good the other day, running nice time and putting... Well, she owned the race. She just was so authoritative.
Yeah, definitely. And since, we never did anything with her as a two-year-old, and even an early three-year-old, she was very immature, so she spent more time in the paddock than on the track. But once I actually started to work her along, she's impressed me so much since day one, and she's just a real tough girl. She just, even in her track work when she works with another horse, she's got so much will to win, I really love her. And I hope she measures up to what I think she will. I just think she keeps improving every prep. So we've got our fingers crossed.
What is there for a mare like her if she does tick another box today? Is there a good race for her over the summer period, or do you concentrate more in the autumn?
Yeah, well, she still qualifies for the provincial championship.
Okay.
Because she's so lightly raced. And, just talking to her owner, Jimmy, we're most probably, he's sort of half keen to still go there with her next year, and which is fine. We could still give her a couple more runs. Then she'd have to have a couple of weeks off, get her ready for that. And if that's the way he decides he wants to go. And then she could still go to the mare's race at Hawkesbury and Scone after that, if that's what he wants to do,
Okay, sounds good.
But, it's good prize money and, especially for being a restricted race.
Just in case, they're telling us there's a chance of up to 5 to 10 mils of rain during the day today. If we do get soft towards the last, would that concern you? She's untried as far as race day concerned.
Yeah, look, she's pretty versatile. I just think we'd have to try her because you've got to know one way or the other anyway. So I think she'll handle it. But I don't know if 10 mils would do that much to the track anyway this time of year.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
All right, three good chances.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Good luck.